Hello, welcome to Javon Collins' podcast, JCP, and my name is Javon Collins, your host and founder of Javon Collins' podcast, JCP. Today, we'll be talking about, well, let me start with this. If you're a North Carolina fan, then this video is for you. And new fans can watch this too if they want. They made wrong history for North Carolina. And before we get started, go to javonconsispodcast.wordpress.com. I just posted my audio episode version there. So if you want to go take a look at that, you can. And you can go to Spotify and look up that if you want to. So North Carolina made the wrong kind of history for us. So let's get started. North Carolina made history the wrong kind. And it's lost to Duke, if you guys didn't see that, on Saturday. And it was at Durham. And we'll likely make more off the wrong kind next week. Man, what is North Carolina gonna do? Once the NCAA tournament field is set, the Tar Heels lost for the 12th time this season, giving the program the most losses by an Associated Press preseason number one team and the preseason polls, 61. Let's try to get this 61-year history. Why is doing that for some reason? 61-year history. That's not even the worst of it, y'all. Selection Sunday will come around on March 12th. That's next week. And unless North Carolina goes on a miraculous run in the ACC tournament, it's very likely that the Tar Heels will be the first AP preseason number one to fail to qualify for the NCAA tournament preseason pre-ESPN's bracketology. North Carolina is on the bubble as a first four out team. So I posted this on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. North Carolina now has one path to the NCAA tournament, now who is significant work in the ACC tournament. Duke outmuscles the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. North Carolina enters the ACC tournament as the conference's number 7 seed and will play either Boston College or Louisville, aka Louisville. A win for the Tar Heels still won't move the needle much when it comes to their tournament chances. A loss, meanwhile, would nail North Carolina's coffin outright. The team could potentially get a game against the conference's number 2 seed, Virginia, in the quarterfinals, where a win will obviously help matters. North Carolina beat the Cavaliers 71-63 on February 25th, for what it is worth. A rematch with Duke would only happen if both teams reached the ACC championship game. That's a lot to ask for a North Carolina squad, which has repeatedly failed to get off the ground this season. In Saturday's home loss to Duke, the Tar Heels fell by a 62-57 score. Second of two low-scoring games between the fierce rivals during the current campaign. For their part, the Blue Devils avenged by degrees their Final Four loss to the University of North Carolina, last spring by sweeping the season series while holding North Carolina under 6 points in both games. It's the first time the Tar Heels failed to score 60 points in both regular season games against Duke since 2009-10, which is after I was born, season. North Carolina is now in danger of finishing the story never told before. That this is a sad story for the Tar Heels, because I think of the one, so does my family, but I'm not trying to say that the Tar Heels are bad or anything, but they just need to step their game up, just like I said in the description. So let's go ahead and look at the games. Well, not the games, but just need to go ahead and look at the... They're gonna let me. Alrighty, so let's see. Scores. Let's go back to February 4th. Duke wins 57-63. 63 Duke, 57 North Carolina. Then Duke wins again last night, well, on March 4th, 62-57. Then we go to last year. So, we go to last year. North Carolina. Last year, 38-35. Duke, 35. Tar Heels, 38. Sorry, I'm looking at. Let's see. So, we defeated the Tar Heel, well, the North Carolina, well, Duke, 2 times. This is all when Coach K retired. '81-77. So Duke, 77. The University of North Carolina, 81. There's nothing to say about why they lost, because they have the worst team in the NCAA. Let's see, think. But Coach Davis needs to think. He needs to think, what strategies do we need to make, or what best players we need to put in the field. I didn't know what to say about that. Let's look at more of North Carolina. Yeah, let's look at more titles in basketball. And they go to TBD, March A, so this is this week at 7 p.m. games, scores. So we lost against them 2 times. Because we lost against Virginia, I think. Then we won. So I'm just looking at the scores and, you know, so they will fail to make it to the championship, I feel, you know, a little bit sad because we're a really good team and I want us to win. So, guys, thank you guys for watching this. If you guys would like to subscribe, like, share, whatever you need to do to help me. So go and check out the audio version and I will see you guys in the next one. See ya.